When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Fibber McGee and Company with Billy Mills Orchestra. The orchestra opens the show with Something Tells Me. May we have your attention, please? Now that all you good housewives are setting your homes in order for Easter, this is the time to give your floors and linoleum a beautiful, gleaming polish. And you can do it so easily with Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. This remarkable liquid polish dries in 20 minutes and shines as it dries without rubbing or buffing. Even a child can successfully use Glow Coat, for it never streaks or smears. You can forget all about floor scrubbing if your kitchen linoleum is protected with Johnson's Glow Coat. A damp cloth quickly removes any spots or stains from the shining surface, leaving your linoleum bright and fresh as new. Glow Coat is the perfect polish for rubber tile, asphalt base, printed or varnished wood floors, as well as linoleum. If you want your floors to be admired by everyone, be sure to buy Johnson's Glow Coat tomorrow. GLO-COAT. Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Well, tonight everyone is congratulating Fibber. This is his third anniversary on the air, and I've written a little poem to introduce him. Radios to the north of us, radios to the south of us, radios east and west of us, dialed NBC. Too late to change our set, too late for vain regret. How did we know we'd get Fibber McGee?
Too late for vain regret. If that ain't a fine way to present me to my public, on my third anniversary, too. Hey, Sil, you hear the way Harpo announced me?
Yes, I sure did.
Hey, Harpo, come here a minute.
What's the matter, Fibber?
Well, listen, Harpo, I like you. We've been friends for a long time.
Okay, but I can't let you take more than $5.
Dad, bet it, I don't want to borrow no money. I just want to... I was... Okay, give me the $5.
Here it is.
Thanks. Might as well mix pleasure with business. Now listen, Harpo, about that poem you introduced me with.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good myself. It combined the best features of Longfellow, Shelley, Tennyson, and Poe. Didn't you think so, Silly?
Yes, I'm sure them other things please him, but it sure was Poe.
In the first place, Harpo, considering that Billy Mills has got a new man in the orchestra, you didn't have no business tearing me down like that there. I gotta have more respect around here. I'm the most important. Hey, cut that out, you. Lay off of that piccolo. There'll be trouble around here, you see. Now then, what was I saying? Oh, come on, fellas. What was I saying? Hey, listen, you. Cut it out, I said. Hey, Billy. Billy Mills.
Yes?
Ain't you gonna discipline that guy?
Not me. That guy's a Portuguese. Very temperamental.
Oh, scared, eh? Well, I ain't. I'll show that fountain pen player he can't push me around. Hey, listen, you with the piccolo.
Me?
Yes, you.
You are wish to speak with me, senor.
Yes. After this, when I'm talking, you lay off the musical ad-libbing, you see?
You are refer to the piccolo, senor?
Yes, I refer to the piccolo junior, or senor. After this, you pipe down till you get the downbeat, savvy?
Si, senor. I am understand, I think. Well. But I not like the tone you are take with me. In Portugal, a musical artist, he is demand respect. I think I am being insulted.
You know, Dad, rather well you've been insulted.
Listen, Jose, Mr. McGee didn't mean to offend you.
I did, too.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I tell...
Listen, Fibber, this guy is a tough hombre. Huh? He's killed 9 men in duels. Take it easy. All right, Jose, go and sit down. He won't say anything more.
He's already said too much. I am insulted. I must ask you to name a friend.
Oh, you make your own friends. Who do you think I am, Dale Carnegie?
You pig!
Huh?
Will you meet Jose on the field of honor, or will I kill you now?
Well, ain't you got a third choice you can throw in?
Please, are you accept my challenge like a gentleman, or are you die like a dog?
You offer the smallest variety of stuff anybody I ever saw, bud.
Pepper.
Huh?
Pepper, just a minute. Go sit down, Jose. Now listen, Pepper, you're playing with dynamite.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not fooling. I'm not sure it hasn't gone too far already. Don't say anything more to him till after this next number.
Well?
Maybe he'll cool off and forget it.
Okay, well, all right. What you gonna play, Billy?
I love to whistle.
All right, go ahead, Billy. That was Billy Mills playing I Love to Whistle. And now, folks, tonight we expect... Dad, bat it! Listen, Jose! Lay off of that there stuff I told you. Hey, Sil, I think that piccolo pucker puss is trying to make a monkey out of me. Hey, you! Jose!
See?
Come here. I want to talk to you, loose lip.
Nope! I am insulted again! Ringo! You have insulted the honor of Jose Manuel Contrello Vargas Santiago de Estaban, Cordobas Gonzalez Pereira Faria Matsumoris Smith.
Smith?
Si, senor. Smith. My mother, she's married twice.
Well, anyhow, that much I should say. Well, that's all, Jose.
No, it is not all.
Oh, yeah.
Not by long shoot. You have insulted me. I am demand satisfaction. We must have a duel.
Duel? Oh, we must, eh? Well, you better be careful, Hose Cart, or Jose. You're talking to an old dueler. Why, when I was a young blade, I used to duel two fellers at once. That's where duel features first started. Duel Dueler McGee, I was known as in them days.
Mm-hmm. Yet come again.
Duel Dueler McGee, the daredevil demon of double defense, dipping, diving, dodging, and ducking with deceptive devices to disarm and defeat the dizzy dopes who dare dispute my dazzling dexterity, dealing disaster to dirty desperados of damage and dishonor our dear domiciles, and dominating the dueling domain from the drifting dunes of the desert dust bowl to the delightful dwelling of Doc Dopey and the Disney Dwarf.
Those is big talk for little man.
Oh, yeah.
But I am still insulted.
Oh, dear.
You will please to slap me with your glove, senor.
What for? Oh, you gotta be insulted formally, eh? Okay, bud. Give me my gloves, Hill.
You ain't got any, Miss McGee.
I ain't, huh? Well, that lets me out, I guess, Hill. Looks like I got the advantage in this duel.
Yes, and Johnson's Glow Coat has this dual advantage. It's easy to apply and quick to dry. It'll make your floors and linoleum shine.
Harpo! Don't you know you're interrupting an affair of honor? I'm supposed to slap this guy with my glove, and I ain't got a glove.
Oh, well, a glove isn't necessary anymore. Nowadays, you slap him with the back of your bare hand.
Si, that is good. Senor, I may wait your pleasure.
You are, huh? Oh, this whole thing is so silly. Suppose I just slap him on the wrist and let him call me a couple of horrid names and let it go at that.
Oh, running out, eh?
No, I ain't running out. I ain't afraid of no piccolo playing Portuguese punk. Bend down here, Jose.
Si, senor. Now I am really insulted. You are slapped the face more than hard than is necessary, senor. For that, I am going to kill you until you are dead.
That's carrying it pretty far, ain't it, bud?
Say, I'm sorry to butt in, but that slap was not ethical. You used the palm of your hand instead of the back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'll try it again. You ready, Jose?
Si, senor.
Oh, shucks, I forgot again and used the palm.
Please, senor, I can't wait all day to be insulted.
You can't, eh? Okay. Once more.
Am I insulted now, Wilcox?
Yes, Jose. You are insulted. In fact, you're practically punch drunk.
Bon, senor. You will name the place and the time. I will bring the swords.
Swords? Swords?
Si.
Oh, shucks, I don't know nothing about swords. That is, well, it has got to be today, Jose.
Senor, the sun must not set on the insult to Jose Manuel Contralo Vargas Santiago de Esteban, Corbados Gonzalez Pereira Faria, Matt Tamores.
Smith.
Please, senor. You will leave my mother out of this.
Okay, make it at sundown in the woods north of town.
See.
See? You sure got yourself in a mess now, please. You can't fight with no sword, can you, please?
Chuck, I can take a couple of practice lessons, can't I?
Hello, Fibber. What's up?
Oh, Clark Dennis. Hiya, Clark.
He's gonna find a dude with Mr. Hosey, please.
That's what I heard. Gee, it's all over town already. By the way, Fibber, I want you to meet a friend of mine, Mr. Plant. He heard the news and wanted to meet you.
Oh, hi, Plant. Hey, you look like a minister. Am I right?
Well, no, not exactly, Mr. McGee, not exactly. Although I have considerable dealings with the clergy. Yes. I just came over to listen to my friend Dennis sing Love Walked In, yes.
Oh, yes. Musician?
No, mortician.
he heard the news and wanted him. Go ahead, Clark. Death takes a holiday. Love walked in.
Nothing seemed to matter anymore. Didn't care what I was headed for. Time was standing still. No one counted till there came a knock, knock, knocking at the door. Love walked right in. Said hello, though not a word was spoken. And I've forgotten the gloom of the past. One look, and I have found my future at last. One look, and I had found a world completely new. When love
was Love Walked In, beautifully sung by Clark Dennis. And now for the duel, which will be beautifully fought by... Come in. Oh, Nick DiPopoulos. Hi, Nick.
Hello, Fizzer. What is this thing about you're fighting a dial with a Portuguese?
Not dial, Nick. It's duel. Dial is something you turn to get something.
That is what I'm saying, Fizzer. It is your turn to get something. As a matter of fact, Fizzer, a duel is a very romantic push thing to be having one.
I don't see anything romantic about this thing. Oh, it ain't that I mind being chopped up so much, but I doubt if this guy is sportsman enough to replace his divots.
Well, I was thinking of the three musketeers, Fizzer. Remember? There was Athopus, D'Artagnan, Aragon, and Porthos. And they are always doing more sword playing than I can stick a shake at.
Yes, I'm familiar with the story, Nick, but never mind.
Oh, but if you are fighting with a duel, you should know about the three musketeers. You see, Fizzer, they are enlisting under King Lousy the 13th, which is being an unlucky king for a number to have. And Cardinal Richie Butch, he is an intriguer, and very quick on the intriguer, too, if I ask you. What, sir?
I know, Nick. Let it go. Skip it. I got other things to
do. Sure, Fizzer. I'm just telling you about the queen who is giving Lord Buckwheat a diamond pin. Lord Buckwheat is being the same to those days as this Neville Chamberlain is being today.
Oh, I see. Prime minister.
Sure. Prime ribs of a minister. So, when King Lousy is hearing from Richie Boots that Buckwheat is having a diamond, the queen is panty-stricken.
Panic-stricken.
Sure. And she is sending those three tither muskets to London to see Buckwheat. You follow me?
I'm way ahead of you.
Well, wait for me. Thank you. Well, Fizzer, D'Artagnan is having so many duels on his trips, he's wearing his swords down to a pocket knife. But the king, who is calling himself St. Louis, is being fooled because the three mosquitoes is getting home with the diamonds and the Cardinal Richie Puss is being a dumb foundling. So the score at the ends of the game is almost being a paradox because it is St. Louis nothing, Cardinals nothing.
Dear, dear. Nothing and nothing, and on their own diamond, too. Well, come on, Sil. I gotta find me a fencing instructor.
Well, look like there's one right over there next door, please.
Huh? Where?
Well, over there, see the sign, it say Wistful Vista Fence Company.
Oh, yeah, Wistful Vista Fence Company.
Yeah.
Swell. Well, let's go in there.
Who'd you want to see?
Uh-oh. You again? You don't stay long on one job, do you, sis?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I'm trying to get a social security number with a 99 in it. It's my lucky number.
Social security?
Yes, and nothing will give you greater social security than clean, sparkling floors and linoleum. Why, with Johnson's Glow Coat, you can...
Harkle! Goodness sake. What you want?
Well, I just wanted to say that if anything should happen to you tonight, don't worry about that $5 you owe me.
Oh, well, thanks, Harpo.
Oh, that's okay, pal. Right. I can get it from your estate.
What? My estate? Listen, you don't really believe
that. And to think this should happen on our third anniversary program.
Huh?
Say, here's an epitaph I wrote for you. He worked hard 3 years, then was stabbed in a duel. Oh, how does a smart guy act so much like a... I can't think of a good rhyme for that last line, but I will.
I think the word he wanted was jewel, Sil. Don't you think so, sis?
Who'd you want to see?
I want to see the chief fencer.
I'm sorry. He's out just now. Everybody's out but me. What'd you want?
Well, I got to do some important fencing, sis, and I come here to get some dope on it.
Oh? Mm-hmm. Where you having it?
In the woods north of town.
Will it run all around the lot?
I imagine so, yeah.
Picket?
No, it was kind of forced on me.
Oh, I see. Well, where do you want the gate?
As close to me as possible.
Mesh?
It sure is terrible mesh. Worst mesh I've been in since...
Say, what are you talking about?
Fencing, Dad Raddick. Don't you teach fencing?
No, we just sell fencing.
Oh, come on, so let's get out of here.
Look, McGee, for... I look like we climbed the wrong fence, don't you?
Of all the dumb dames. Remind me to stop at the telegraph office, Sil.
What for?
I'm going to send her a barbed wire. Go ahead, Billy.
Listen carefully, please. There's a wonderful new type furniture polish on the market. Its name is Johnson's Creamy White Furniture Polish, and it's entirely different from all others. This new Creamy White Furniture Polish imparts an exquisite wax luster to tables, chairs, and radio cabinets. It contains no sticky oil to collect dust and finger marks. It shields the wood from scratches and stains, giving your furniture an expensive, hand-rubbed appearance. Women everywhere say it's the most satisfactory polish they have ever used. You can easily give your furniture lasting beauty with Johnson's new Creamy White Furniture Polish.
Is that the place where you're going to fight the doodle, please?
I guess it is, Sil. And to think I may never hear them little birds sing again.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, please, if I was you.
You wouldn't, eh?
No, sir. Mm-hmm. But would you mind paying me my salary for the last 2 weeks, please, sir, just in case?
Oh. Cut it out, Phil. Can't them birds quit that dad ratted hollering? Drive a fella crazy. And look at them beetles tearing up the turf there so the fella can't get a decent foothold.
Well, I'm afraid you're just nervous.
Go on, I'm not. I was never more calmer in my life. It's in bad times like this that I'm the coolest. Why shucks?
Well, excuse me, sir, but you've got a match in your mouth and try and scratch your cigarette on that tree.
No. Oh, yes.
Here come Mr. Hosey, another man, please.
Oh, that's his second, just like you're my second.
You mean if and you get licked, I got to fight?
No, that's up to you.
Oh, I don't then.
Okay, right over here, Jose.
Senor. I'm glad to see you are on time. This man is your second, senor?
Yes, Silly Watson.
Yeah. Buenos dias, senor.
Yes, senor.
And this is my second, senor Pedro Singualdo Montrosa de Pala Peruna de Grasa Beloto.
Oh, How are you, San Pedro?
Blato, senor.
Blato? Gee, nobody'd ever notice it.
My second, he is hardly sore, senor. Pedro?
Si.
La Rapala?
Si.
You and me looking stickers, ain't you?
Senor, I wish to confer with my second for 1 minute.
Oh, take as long as you like. Take an hour or so. Maybe you'd like to go home and think it over for a while longer. You know me, I ain't the one to force you,
No! Just 1 minute, senor.
Okay. Hey, Sil. What? Did you ever fight with one of these things?
No, sir. Only a razor.
Razor, eh?
Yes.
At how many paces?
None, please.
It's not for me. It's too intimate. Here, Sil, roll up my sleeves so that I can take a good swipe at this guy.
Yes, Miss McGee.
Roll him way up.
Yes.
Probably scare him when he sees my muscles.
Senor, we are ready.
Okay. Just a minute. I want to try this sword a little more. Ain't you got a sword with more loft to it, bud? I warn you, I got a bad slice on my tee shots.
Senor, I will have you know this sword has been used for duel for 300-400 years with my family in Portugal.
Have, huh? You must have come from a long line of pincushions, bud.
Ungar! When the Senor Watson has dropped the handkerchief...
Oh, that's better. Let's all play drop the handkerchief. That's much more sensible.
Senor, please! Okay. When the handkerchief is dropped, the duel is begin. It is the custom to... Senor.
Huh?
Where'd you get those scars on those arms?
Oh, that? Oh, I was wounded in the World War, Jose. I opened a can of salmon with my bayonet.
Are you not recognize me, senor?
Huh?
I am the foreign legionnaire who's eat part of the salmon with you.
What?
Compadre!
Are you that guy?
Si. Why? The duel is on.
Fine! Fine!
It is a happy reunion.
I'll say it is.
I think I will kiss you on both cheeks, senor, because I am so happy.
You ain't never gonna do no such a thing. Hey, get away from me! Hey!
Here's an announcement that should interest everyone. I don't believe there's a woman in the world who likes to scrub her floors and linoleum. Well, now here's the way to do away with floor scrubbing forever. Buy a can of Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Pour a little of this remarkable liquid polish right out of the can onto the clean floor. Spread it around with a soft cloth or the long-handled Glow Coat applier. No rubbing or buffing. Just let the Glow Coat dry for 20 minutes. And behold, a miracle. Now you have a bright, gleaming floor in place of a dull, drab surface. Glow Coat seals linoleum so dirt can't get in. Spilled food can't stick to the polished floor. A damp cloth keeps your kitchen linoleum clean and bright. You'll never need your scrub brush again after you start using Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. That's spelled GLO-COAT. Oh yes, remember, you save money on the larger sizes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this really is our third anniversary program, and we all want to thank you for your swell support, especially during the last 6 months. Good night, folks. Good night, Molly.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night at the same time. Good night.
We love tonight's show. I love the listeners from Madame Opera. Love walking in from the Golden Folly. This is the National Broadcasting Company.